talking with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and Mike is the CEO of our Wheat Commission. And Mike, let's talk a little bit about some of the changes that have been announced by the Kansas City Board of Trade. They've their board of directors, first of all, passed the changes. Now their full membership have approved them. Where do we stand on these revised wheat contracts that will happen starting September of next year? Tell me a little bit about them, first of all.
Well, the Kansas City Board had – hold on just a second. Cut to one, two, three. The Kansas City Board of Trade has made some amendments to the contracts for the coming year starting September 1st, 2011. And some of the changes that we're going to see implemented will be increase in storage prices for the months of December through June, and then also see increased harvest storage prices from July into November. So during the months of December through June, we'll see that price increase in storage from 4.5 cents to 6 cents, and then during the months of July through November, there'll also be a 3 cent storage increase that'll take place during that period. Part of this has been done in order to bring convergence into the marketplace. So some of this is probably going to affect producers who are storing wheat. I don't know yet. I think it's a little too early to tell what type of impact this is going to have in the state of Oklahoma from the standpoint if we will see more on-farm storage come into play or not. Storing grain on-farm locations here in the state of Oklahoma is a little more trickier than in the states up in the northern regions just because of our different variable weather climates that are out there. But the main thing that they're really focusing right now on is the protein levels when delivery takes place. And so there's been a changes to that as well. And so for wheat that falls in that 10.5% to 11% protein range, it's going to be subject to a 10 cent price dock for wheat that's being delivered from delivery points to fulfill contracts. And then wheat that is under that 10.5% protein range is deemed non-deliverable. So there are going to be some changes. You know, we've had challenges in Oklahoma, specifically the last year with protein levels in our state. We saw protein, you know, all over the board from 10.3, lots of 10.8s throughout the state. We got into some higher protein levels in the northern regions last year. Part of that was environment, and part of it was producers' decisions whether or not to do soil testing, make sure their soil amendments were correct, and then also making decisions on what type of nitrogen applications that they were going to use. But this change that we are seeing, you know, has been kind of been brought about. This change that we are seeing has been brought about by the producers asking for convergence in the marketplace. So they're hoping that maybe this will bring some of that. Because last year we were in a real bad situation when it came to marketing our wheat into the export market. We had all this low protein wheat, and we didn't have anywhere to go with it because no one was wanting to buy it at the time. And you know, looking in the marketplace right now with the Russian export ban, and then now with where Australia is with their crop situation, that's really changed for us here. So the markets have been extremely volatile this past year, but protein is still something that's going to come into consideration because our buyers across the world, they're saying that they are requiring that. And so we certainly are seeing changes in the marketplace, I think, not only from a transportation standpoint of view, but also from our buyers saying that they want high-quality wheat. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the logistics of this just a little bit, Mike, because is this going to be a point where we're going to see a lot of our more progressive elevators really start testing for protein on a regular basis, almost on every load?
You know, that's part of the problem that we're probably going to see here during this transition period. For the longest time, I think that elevators haven't wanted to test for protein or even offer protein premiums because part of it is some of the elevator systems that are in place, you know, are from been set up 60 to 70 years ago in the state. And so segregating the protein differences out of the wheat crop when it comes into the elevator location is going to be difficult for some of these places. And I do think, though, that we are going to see some changes. In southwest Oklahoma, we're already seeing some protein machines being put in elevators that weren't there 2 years ago. I think there's still some question on how they're going to segregate that in their facilities, but it is something that they are looking at. Also, you know, we've had some discussions on, you know, if we're going to make more delivery points available into the export market, maybe possibly by rail, and that's something we're looking at. One of the things, though, that we have concerns on there is that the rail infrastructure is much different today than it was 30 years ago for delivery locations. So we have some entities that have put in new large rail unit loadout facilities that can meet those 100-150 car loadouts per day. But some of the short lines, you know, where they have a 25 car minimum, it's going to be hard to even try to make that work into the system. So I do think that we are going to have to look at our delivery points and some of the things that they're going to be up against, and maybe look at some of our infrastructure problems there too as well.
You indicated that we've got some obviously some other issues that have been there already. The discount schedule we've had for dockage. Going to be talking about that, I know, this coming week. We've got the Oklahoma Wheat Growers annual meeting on the 11th of December. That I'm sure that'll be one of the topics of discussion as well.
Yeah. We do have the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, which will be taking place on December 11th, Saturday morning, starts at 9:30 in the morning. That'll be taking place at the Express Event Center out on the Northwest Expressway. And there'll be speakers there that are going to be talking about the dockage situation, discount schedules, things like that that producers need to be looking at right now as to, you know, decisions that they're going to be making for marketing their crop next year. And then also we do have a winter wheat crop school, 2010 Winter Wheat Crop School, that's going to be taking place up at Oklahoma State University at the Wes Watkins Center, and that takes place on December 14th and 15th. And you can go online to register there up until December 8th on the OSU Plant and Soil Sciences website, or you can go to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's website, and we also have a link where you can register online there as well.
Chief Executive Officer of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.